Healing shingles naturally, how East meets West in fighting viral pain and brain risk. Shingles, also known as herpes zoster, is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistering rash and often affects older adults or those with weakened immune systems. But since the COVID-19 pandemic, shingles has been appearing in unexpected age groups, raising new concerns about immunity, stress, and long-term health risks. Without timely treatment, this condition can lead to serious complications, including persistent nerve pain and even cognitive decline. In an episode of the Health 1+1 program, Jonathan Liu, a Canadian professor of traditional Chinese medicine, discussed both Western and TCM approaches to treating the infection, along with immune-boosting medicinal recipes that may help reduce the risk of shingles. The importance of early treatment. The primary treatment for shingles involves antiviral medications such as famciclovir or valacyclovir, which are typically taken orally. In more severe cases, intravenous acyclovir may be used, particularly in hospitalized or immunocompromised patients. Liu emphasized that early intervention is crucial. Ideally, antiviral therapy should begin before blisters appear. The medication works by suppressing viral replication rather than repairing tissue damage. Therefore, starting treatment more than 3 days after the onset of blisters may significantly reduce their effectiveness. Pain is commonly managed with nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, acetaminophen, or oral opioids. Anticonvulsants or tricyclic antidepressants may also be prescribed to treat postherpetic neuralgia. TCM approaches. Natural relief without drug side effects. A randomized controlled trial found that acupuncture can effectively relieve acute pain associated with shingles, with results comparable to those of neuropathic pain medications, without the risk of cumulative drug toxicity. During the acute phase of shingles, acupuncture points such as Zelenki, Chioshiu, and Huachuojiaji, located on both sides of the spine, may be targeted, according to Liu. When combined with localized bloodletting therapy, which is the practice of removing blood from a specific part of the body, acupuncture can provide rapid symptom relief. It has also demonstrated promising results in the treatment of postherpetic neuralgia. Self-care during a shingles outbreak. Maintaining healthy dietary and lifestyle habits during a shingles outbreak can support the body's recovery and reduce the risk of complications. Maintain cleanliness. Avoid breaking blisters. Cover the area with sterile gauze while sleeping and wear gloves to prevent scratching. Wear loose, soft clothing to reduce skin irritation. Consult a physician before using topical treatments. Avoid applying unverified or over-the-counter remedies without medical guidance, as they may be ineffective or even cause adverse effects. Maintain a regular sleep schedule. Avoid staying up late and ensure sufficient rest to support immune system function. Incorporate stress relief activities. Activities such as exercise, listening to music, or meditation can help ease discomfort and support recovery. Follow a balanced, antioxidant-rich diet. Eat antioxidant-rich foods such as broccoli, carrots, daikon, eggplant, kiwi, watermelon, grapes, and bananas to support the immune system. Avoid alcohol and spicy foods during the acute phase. Supplement with B vitamins. B-complex vitamins help regulate immune function, support cellular metabolism, and stabilize mood. A 2018 meta-analysis showed that vitamin B12 supplementation may help relieve nerve pain associated with shingles. COVID-19 linked to increased risk of shingles. A rising number of young adults in China have been diagnosed with shingles, drawing public attention and widespread discussion online. Shingles is relatively rare in younger adults, and its rising incidence in this group may be linked to the continued spread of COVID-19 in China, Liu noted. A 2023 retrospective cohort study conducted in Hong Kong found that within 1 year of recovering from COVID-19, patients had a 59% higher risk of developing shingles compared to those who had not been infected. These post-COVID cases were also more likely to involve complications, including herpes zoster ophthalmicus and disseminated zoster. The increased risk was observed across all age groups and in both men and women. COVID-19 infection can interfere with immune function, Liu said. When the immune system becomes dysregulated, the varicella zoster virus, normally kept in check, can reactivate as if it were being let out of a cage. Shingles and long-term cognitive risks. Shingles can have lasting effects on the nervous system even after the initial infection has resolved. A 2024 observational study published in the journal Alzheimer's Research and Therapy found that shingles infections may impair cognitive function and increase the long-term risk of cognitive decline. The study analyzed data from nearly 150,000 people, comparing those with a history of shingles to those without. Over a period of 10 years, those who had previously contracted shingles were 20% more likely to self-report symptoms of cognitive decline. In other words, people who have had shingles may be more likely to experience memory loss, confusion, or difficulty understanding speech. The effects of the shingles virus are not limited to the short term. Its potential long-term impact on the brain is serious and should not be overlooked, Liu said. Immune-boosting medicinal recipes in TCM. In TCM, it is believed that when the body's healthy qi, or vital energy, is weakened, external pathogenic factors can invade and cause illness, Liu said. TCM emphasizes strengthening the body's natural defenses as a means of preventing viral infections. Liu shared the following traditional recipes, which are commonly used to support immune health. Chicken soup with angelica root and goji berries. Ingredients: 1/2 fresh chicken, 0.1 ounce angelica sinensis slices, 0.4 to 0.5 ounce dried goji berries, 0.2 ounce dried chrysanthemum flowers. Preparation: cut the chicken into pieces and blanch briefly in boiling water to remove blood and impurities. Rinse all herbs thoroughly. Place the chicken and herbs into a pot with water. Simmer over low heat until the chicken is tender. Season with a small amount of salt to taste. Serve warm. Effects: this soup is suitable for people who frequently experience dizziness, fatigue, a pale tongue, light-colored lips, or for women with heavy menstrual bleeding. Studies have shown that goji berry polysaccharides have anti-aging, anti-diabetic, and immunomodulatory properties. Angelica sinensis has demonstrated antioxidant, anti-cancer, and immune-enhancing effects, while chrysanthemum flowers are known for their anti-inflammatory properties. For substance decoction. Ingredients: 0.1 ounce angelica sinensis, 0.2 ounce chuanxiang rhizome, 0.2 ounce romania root, prepared, 0.2 ounce dry-fried white peony root, 0.2 ounce FOTI. 0.2 ounce black dates. An appropriate amount of fresh chicken or pork ribs. Preparation: blanch the chicken or pork ribs briefly in boiling water. Rinse all herbs thoroughly. Add the blanched meat and all herbs into a pot with water. Simmer over low heat until the ingredients become tender and the flavors are well infused. Season with a small amount of salt to taste. Serve warm. Effects: this decoction is suitable for women prone to anemia, as well as elderly people with weakened immune systems. However, women are advised not to drink it during the week leading up to menstruation, as the formula's blood-nourishing and stimulating properties may intensify menstrual flow. For general wellness, it is recommended to limit intake to once per week. A 2022 study found that siwutong may modulate the biological functions of key immune cells, particularly macrophages, neutrophils, and killer T cells, and could also help improve liver fibrosis. Chrysanthemum and cassia seed tea. Ingredients: 0.4 ounce cassia seeds, 0.4 ounce dried chrysanthemum flowers, 0.2 ounce dried goji berries. Preparation: rinse all ingredients thoroughly. Add them to water and simmer to yield 17 to 34 fluid ounces of herbal tea. Strain and enjoy throughout the day as a tea substitute. Effects: this tea is particularly suitable for people who frequently stay up late or experience high levels of work-related stress. A 2023 review indicated that chrysanthemum is rich in phenolic compounds and possesses potent immunomodulatory, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-cancer properties. Know the warning signs. Early detection is crucial. Shingles is caused by the reactivation of the varicella zoster virus, the same virus that causes chickenpox. In people who have had chickenpox, the virus remains dormant in the spinal nerves. When the immune system is functioning well, the virus remains inactive. However, if the immune system weakens due to aging, illness, or stress, the virus can reactivate, multiply rapidly, and lead to a shingles outbreak. In its early stages, shingles is often mistaken for a mild skin allergy, causing many to miss the critical window for early treatment. Recognizing both typical and atypical symptoms is essential to avoid delays in diagnosis and care, Liu noted. Typical symptoms: most patients experience pain, tingling, or itching in a narrow, band-like area on one side of the body. Within 2 to 3 days, clusters of small blisters appear, most commonly around the ribcage, though they may also develop on the face or lower back. These blisters typically scab over after about 5 days, and the affected skin is extremely sensitive, with even light touches causing severe pain. Atypical symptoms: some patients report sharp, stabbing pain on one side of the body without any visible rash. This presentation is more common in people with compromised immune systems, such as the elderly or those undergoing immunosuppressive therapy or chemotherapy. Such cases require careful medical evaluation to avoid misdiagnosis and ensure timely treatment. Potential complications of shingles. According to Liu, shingles can result in several serious complications. Secondary infection. If the blisters are scratched or broken, bacteria from the hands can enter the skin, potentially causing secondary infections. This may lead to fever, pus formation, and even permanent scarring. Eye complications: shingles may affect the nerves that control the eyes, leading to symptoms such as redness, pain, and in severe cases, decreased vision or even blindness. Ear complications: when the virus impacts the nerves connected to the ear, it can cause blisters in the ear canal, partial facial paralysis, hearing loss, or ringing in the ears. Postherpetic neuralgia: in some cases, pain continues for 6 months or more after the rash has healed. This condition, known as postherpetic neuralgia, can cause chronic nerve pain that can severely affect quality of life. Shingles is no longer just a disease of the elderly. It's a growing concern in a post-pandemic world. The virus's potential to harm the nervous system and impair cognitive health underscores the importance of early intervention, immune support, and stress management. By combining the strengths of Western antiviral therapies with the holistic wisdom of TCM, patients can manage pain, speed healing, and even reduce long-term risks. Whether through modern medicine or a bowl of herbal chicken soup, protecting your body's natural defenses is the best strategy for staying resilient in today's changing health landscape. Some herbs mentioned in this article may be unfamiliar, but they are generally available in health food stores and Asian grocery stores. It is important to note that treatment methods may vary depending on the individual. Please consult with a healthcare professional for a specific treatment plan.